I'm here at the Great American Trucking Show, and joining us right now is a race car driver, a professional race car driver, and I love that we just, in fact, hooked up on social media the other day because so many of our listeners actually are fans of Cassie Gannis. Cassie Gannis Racing is her racing team, and she joins us right now courtesy of Tough Tested. Cassie, welcome. How are you? Good to see you.
Good. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. This is actually my first time at this truck show,
Yeah. And
I'm having a blast so far.
Well, you know, it's really cool because the other night, I mean, this thing started on Twitter. It was like, we've got one of our listeners who knows you and has done some work with you, and it was like, oh, you've got to sit down with Cassie. I said, well, I think we are. Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks to our friends at Tough Tested. Tom Buskey from Tough Tested is here. Tom, welcome back. How are you?
Eric, I'm great. Always great to see you.
You know, this is a great partnership that was announced earlier this year. What is it like, first of all, Cassie, to have a partner, a sponsor like Tough Tested on board with you?
It's great. I mean, they came on board this year, and I absolutely love their product. I love that they're so rough. You can do whatever you want with them.
Yeah.
You can drop them, and especially at the racetrack, you're always on the phone, always using social media, things like that. And having the solar charger to charge my phone,
Yeah. It
makes life so much easier, and I can't thank them enough for everything that they do for me,
Yeah. And
I just love their products.
A little bit of background here. While you are very young, you are not new to racing. You have been racing since what, the age of 10?
Yeah, age 10. Yeah,
wow.
So 16
wow.
years.
That's just amazing. So here you are now, and as a part of NASCAR. Now, what division are you racing in right now?
It's the Wheel and All-American Series right now that I'm racing in.
All right. So this is and you're racing primarily there in Tucson?
In Tucson, we go up to Vegas every now and then, Yeah. And then as well as California.
And for those that don't know, I spoke matter-of-factly, you're from Arizona. You're based in Arizona, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and so what was that like to, go from where you were, and where did you start, quarter midgets?
Quarter midgets, yes.
Yeah, so then now to fast forward to today, you're part of NASCAR, and a lot of people are watching Cassie Gannis and keeping an eye on you, and you've done very well. What's that like to break through and then, be on the big track?
It's been a journey for sure. I mean, when I first got a couple years ago when I went to Daytona, it was completely mind-blowing. I mean, you see it on TV and things like that, and you don't really think that it's that big. And then you finally get there, and it's huge, and you get, the butterflies in your stomach because you're finally at that moment where it's like, okay, this is real. This is like my breakthrough moment, and that's the fun part about it, is because that's when you realize, okay, this is getting extremely serious now.
Right. And I always say you can't get there without the work. So, I mean, what's that like to also know that your work has paid off to get you now to this level of competition?
It's hard. I mean, racing is a full-time job. I mean, I have a full-time job anyways as a vet tech. I have to come home. I'm doing marketing stuff, doing social media, working on the car. So you have to manage that plus work on top of it. And there's a lot of hard work that a lot of people don't realize that goes into it.
Yeah, and that's something that shows when you're out there on the track. What has changed in the time that you've been at this level of racing? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of changes going on with NASCAR and maybe constant change. Or change is the only constant, they say. But what is it that has changed, I think, for you? What is working for you right now? And what are some of those challenges out there on the track?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of challenges on the track. I mean, me being a female is one of them, with being in a male-dominated sport. But that's something you just have to overcome
and
work through it. But then getting a great sponsor like Tough Tested is, working with them, watching us grow together as a team and help us become a better team and communicate better.
Yeah, she just hit on something, Tom, because, when you say Tough Tested, Cassie fits that mold. You know what I mean? I mean, because, and then she's out there proving it again and again at each race, and that's something, as she mentioned, in a male-dominated sport, isn't easy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely tough. Cassie is really Tough Tested. She embodies the brand. She gives us insight on products that we It's a little dusty. I experienced the Tucson Speedway earlier this year, and windy and dusty, and like new tests for our products.
Right.
I mean, drivers put our stuff through some pretty good testing, but Cassie's been just really great, great on social media. It's been a lot of fun just growing with her and watching her get better and better. It's been a real thrill and a great partnership.
You mentioned the dusty thing, but you handed me something, one of the new products, and a product that I love to talk about, anything from Tough Tested, and drivers have heard me do that. We've talked to some of the Tough Tested ambassadors here at the show that are drivers out there and using it in the real world. And it's amazing, but Cassie was mentioning this new, in fact, I'll let you introduce it, this new product, which really for her is standing up out there in the real world, of course, and living up to the name.
Absolutely, and I'll just let Cassie do the pitch because I think she's getting it better than me at this point.
Well, I don't know much about it besides the speaker, all that. He can go into all the fun details of
wireless Bluetooth speaker, right?
Things like that. But, I mean, you can just hook up your phone to it just by Bluetooth. That's what I do all the time. You can take it off, whatever. But I actually had it down at the track. We actually had a huge dust storm come through. And that was actually sitting outside on our pit box. It came back. It was completely covered in dust. And it was still working like there was nothing even on it or anything. I absolutely love that. I take that everywhere with me. That's one of my favorite products.
Yeah.
On top of that, the solar charger, too, is my favorite.
Sure. You know, and that's one thing, too, is that a lot of the truck drivers out there are part of our generation, of course, Tom, and then Cassie is part of that generation of millennials that's out there, and then, of course, in her environment, it is tough, and we know that they love to stay connected. They rely on these products. And they really demand the best.
Absolutely. And, you know, Phoenix has dust. Tucson has dust and a lot of sun out there, too. So the solar charger and the speaker. This is a wireless Bluetooth speaker, 16 hours of playtime. It also has a 4,000 milliamp power bank built into it. So that gives you the extra juice to listen longer, but also charge your phone or your device that you're streaming through the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool, nice, compact speaker, and the sound is really great for such a small box.
Pretty awesome. Is this available now?
It is available now.
Okay. All right.
Tufftested.com.
What else in the latest line of products?
So a couple other. I know this is another favorite of Cassie's. You can't see it, but this is an 18 LED. Pocket floodlight, we call it. It's a great safety light. It's got a 6,000 milliamp power bank built into it.
Wow.
So also charges your phone, but super bright for inside a trailer, working under the hood of a car.
Yeah.
I took this out when we went to Phoenix to meet with Cassie, and I had to give up my own private.
We stole it from him. He didn't have it at the end of the night.
I didn't want to say stealing.
Borrowed.
He showed it to us, and I was like, nope, this is perfect for my car. Sorry.
She introduced it into the testing environment, real-world testing environment. That's how we'll phrase that.
And I think Dad ended up with this, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he ended up stealing it from me.
Okay, right. All in the family.
He introduced it into his testing environment. Right.
But
for those who can't see it, it's basically the casing is like the size of a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you turned it on just a second ago, I mean, you want to talk about bright, and it has a couple of modes. There's the constant on, then there is the flashing on, kind of a strobe effect, that might help you in any emergency situation at night, certainly get the attention of other vehicles that may be on the road, but if you're broke down on the side of the road, that would help you there, at least to get some attention there.
Absolutely.
So to help stay safe. Is that available now?
It is available now, also on the website.
Yeah.
And hopefully at a truck stop near you soon.
Yeah, what else you got there?
You know, safety's been a big thing with all of our products for drivers, and safe battery cells and safe power as well.
Right.
But adding safety elements, like this is another flashlight product that has a super bright LED beam, but also has an SOS flashing beacon.
Yeah.
And it's called the beacon. And it's got a magnetic base, so you could put it on top of the car as an SOS.
Wow.
Under the hood of a car to use as a work light.
Yeah.
And it's also got a window breaker feature, which you see on a lot of charging products these days.
Sure.
So this should be in everybody's glove box. It's a super great utilitarian piece.
It really is.
And we're getting a lot of great feedback from drivers on both of these pieces because they need lights.
Yes, absolutely. It's and so many utilities there. If you talk about, you know, it's a well-rounded tool, as you mentioned, but certainly one that is focused on you know, an emergency situation.
Right.
You know, and prepared for that, and you're going to benefit from that, drivers, and they can find that in stores as well?
Yes, they can.
Yeah, and of course, online at the website, you can see all this stuff.
Correct, at toughtested.com.
Sure. Yeah. Cassie, what is next for you? What's going on after the Great American Trucking Show? What's your next race there in Tucson?
I actually have a race next weekend, so I basically come home. We're going to get the car up on scales, make sure everything is good.
Right.
Get that all set, load it up, go down to Tucson on Friday.
And so you get into Tucson on Friday. What's the process and the schedule like on site? I mean, I can't imagine it being anything other than just preparing and working around the clock, really, right?
Yeah, well, Saturday is mainly the big day, but Saturday we have techs. We have to put the car through tech, then we have practice. Then we have to put the car through tech again before qualifying.
Yeah.
And then we have a fan session where we bring out the car and everything on the track. Then come down, see the car, sign autographs, come back to the pits, put the car through tech again for the race, and then race. And depending on if it's a double feature night, we'll do the same thing again where we put the car through tech and go back out.
Yeah, wow. It's amazing to watch it, and we wish you all the best. For a very safe and successful, you know, career in racing. Because, again, I know from knowing Tom and the folks there at Tough Tested that they associate with the people that are out there proving themselves day and day again, whether it's the trucking industry or any of the other industries they serve, or now racing and partnering with, you know, your racing team. I know that they are very selective in that process. And I know you, too, as sponsors, you know, you certainly are selective as well. So congratulations on your success.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I couldn't ask for a better sponsor from Tough Tested. I mean, their products are amazing, and I think it fits very well with me and what I'm doing, especially with racing as well.
Yeah, yeah. They can follow along at your website?
It's CassieGannis.com, or look me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, CassieGannis.
And follow along and get behind it, because it's a great sport, but it's always great, you know, to watch someone who's been doing it, you know, 16 years now. You know, you're not a newbie here. I think that's important to repeat that. You're young, but you're not a newbie, and you've got, a great career in racing ahead of you, and a great career as a vet tech as well. That's got to be an interesting scenario to come off the track and then go back to the vet's office the next day and treat animals. I can only assume you have a great deal of equal passion for both.
Yeah, it's nice because I both love animals and racing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something where I can do both and kind of have the best of both worlds.
Well, the other day, it's funny because I did not know you were a vet tech too. I had heard your name in racing, and as I was learning that, I thought, oh man, she totally nailed it. So she gets to work with animals and she gets to work in racing. That's like a win-win right there. I love it. That's
yeah,
great.
No, I absolutely love it. I mean, it's definitely hard, but I love it, and I wouldn't change anything about anything. I'd still do my vet tech and racing at the same time. I just love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Tom, continued success, and we look forward to the next Tough Tested line of products that will be out at the next show, and, of course, they can follow along at the website as well. Thank you for bringing Cassie to our attention, but also for getting in and getting behind, you know, her racing team, because I know that, you know, it means a lot to her.
Yeah, absolutely. And, actually, I forgot to mention that we did a little feature piece on Cassie. Went out and did some filming in Phoenix and in Tucson, and that's on our website now, so you can check it out, toughtested.com, see a little bit about Cassie's story, see her crazy animals and her dog.
There you go.
Who was part of the film. It was a lot of fun.
That's great. Thanks so much, Cassie. Tom, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.